from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot Rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Griff it from the AJC's Dog Nation. I got to tell you now, we're not through September yet. I get it, but Georgia is a very balanced-looking football team with tons of talent. You take a look at Ohio State. Let's just take the chalk here. You take a look at Ohio State, and you point out some areas. But the main area that catches the criticism is the defense. Oklahoma, they're sputtering kind of both ways right now. Clemson, it's the offense. Alabama, it's mainly the defense. With Georgia, you can't say that about either side, at least not yet. Defense looks absolutely wicked. They line up with about 700 pounds of man right in the interior of the defensive line of scrimmage that can play. And lots of athletes around them, too. Yeah, we'll talk to Griff here coming up momentarily. The GOAT down on the beautiful, gorgeous, lovely, scenic, majestic Emerald Coast. Says, here are my power ratings, league-wise. Number one, the SEC. Number two, the Big Ten. Number three, the Pac-12. Number four, the Big 12. Number five, the ACC. He says, Big 12 and ACC definitely flippable. Your thoughts on that, sir? I probably would check off on that. I think the surprise is the Pac-12 up in the top three. I would probably check off on that. I don't see anything. See, I would use egregious, but the media, people use that term. That's why that word is on the verboten list. Because if you'll notice, media members who don't have a vocabulary will use that term all the time. That was egregious over there. This over here, did you see that mistake? That was quite egregious. So I can't use that anymore because it irritates me. It's on the verboten list. The last few terms on the verboten list would be Connecticut football. And what was the one before that? I'll have to look. I'll have to pull it up. I've got it in my... On my phone, you know, I have the little notes area. I've got it on the notes area. Actually, it ran out of room. Might have to pare that bad boy down. Yeah, Griff's coming up, and I'm looking forward to that. The markets, might as well mention this. I pulled up Bloomberg during the top of the hour break. Yesterday was just a wipeout, a crater. And the S&P, the Dow was down, what, 700-800 points? S&P got down around 120, 130, settled in at around 70 down. Actually had a little rally there. the last 30 minutes. I had to go pick my son up from a car place, and so I missed the last 30 minutes. I really wanted to sit there and maybe play around a little bit in it. Now, just remember now, if and everybody's calling for the market to wash out even more. If that's the case, and I don't know that it is the case, if you're on the right side of that, that can be very profitable. That's not a negative. Now, it might be. I was talking to Jim up in New York yesterday, and he was talking about the housing market. He said, I think the housing market's going to crash here soon. We haven't had that happen since what 08 was really bad, and that's based on all the bad loans that were out there. But, and the housing market's been good. Everywhere I hear from you folks, almost everywhere you say, Bill, in my area, man, it's going nuts here. People are selling houses, Bill, and they're getting more than what they asked for because people are battling over that house. And they're not lasting even a week, Bill. Some of these things are going in a day. Hearing a lot of that around here in your neighborhoods, your states, hearing that a lot of places. And Jim was saying he thinks maybe within the next 6 months or so, we may see a housing plummet situation. I don't know. Here's how you offset that, y'all. Pay cash for your house like we do. Yeah. And we're not planning on selling anytime soon, as far as I know, anyways. But don't have a loan. Pay cash. Now, you're probably going to say, Bill, that's not realistic for most. I understand. But I'd say even if you had to bite the bullet, I would do that. I'd say that's the best policy to me. Jim Wilco doesn't live in Wilco, but his name is Jim Wilco. He said, Bill, I'm a swamp rat, and it's my duty to inform the world that UGA has played one good team, supposedly, and did not score an offensive touchdown in that game. Hashtag just saying. Good point. And we don't really know how to measure up Clemson right now, other than we're not seeing very much at all out of their offense. Against Georgia Tech, they didn't get a whole lot done. But I will also say this. 3 games in, I think Georgia is a way better team than the game one team. Maybe everybody should be. You've played more games. You've got more reps. But I'm telling you, I think Georgia has picked it up several notches since that tough opener against Clemson. Lake Norman Buckeye. Bill, the housing market in Race City, USA, and remember, he's over in North Carolina, he says, on Lake Norman is unreal. We are moving, and it's absolutely an insane process. Sold in 3 days. Wow. No, I believe it. The Smoke Doctor up in Ohio. Bill, you can add Kerry Coombs to the verboten list. Whenever we mention the Ohio State University's defensive coordinator, we just refer to him as that coach. His scheme is definitely verboten. So now we're adding coaches to the list. Kerry Coombs to the verboten list. I don't know. The last one was Connecticut football. That's definitely on there. There was another one I'm forgetting about that's making me mad. I can't remember. By the way, Buckeye Brenda is the one that came up with the name verboten list a few years ago. I could sit here and say I made that up. I did not. I copied it. Buckeye Brenda came up with it. The GOAT says, I got some quick hitters here. Georgia looks to be the best overall team. Florida is really good. Bama is very beatable. Oklahoma, Ohio State, Clemson, and Notre Dame are all way overrated. Florida State looks to be about 1-11 this season. I don't know. Well, Notre Dame's overranked. Notre Dame's not. Where are they in the most recent rankings? Again, I don't look much. I know Alabama's number one. Georgia's number two. Oregon's number three. I think that's right. But I don't look much. But Notre Dame's not a top 25 team. Even after they beat Purdue, and again, I'm not making Purdue out to be something big, but that was their best performance. I don't think Notre Dame is a top 25 team. If I had a vote, which I don't want to vote, but if I had one and I voted, I wouldn't have them in the top 25. What you have to vote is what you're seeing right now. And there's no way, in all clear conscience, you could put Notre Dame in your top 25. And let me reiterate, I'm a Notre Dame liker. I like them. I'm not your typical media member or fan who just hates Notre Dame. I don't. I like them. I keep up with them. I study them. Most of the media doesn't. You ever notice that? Most of the media doesn't know Notre Dame. It's lazy, too. 614 Rob says, and he's up in Ohio, Bill, in most places there's a shortage of houses, so I don't think the housing market will slide anytime soon. Jay Cutler's burner account, Bill, is Brett McPornstash on the verboten list? You know who came up with that name? Buckeye Brenda. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. Is Brett McPornstash on the verboten list? I used to like Brett McMurphy, and I don't dislike him, per se, but I'm not a big fan anymore. And he does good work. No, don't get me wrong. He is a hard-working college football info guy. Right? He's an info guy. And he works hard at it. Does a good job. After he got let go at ESPN a few years ago, and again, I would not hope or wish that on anybody. I understand that could be upsetting. I do. I totally understand that. But he turned into a big baby. I can't describe it. And just a big baby. You got something like that happens. You got to get up. Metaphorically, dust yourself off and get ready for the next fight. And you know what? He's doing fine. He's with what? What's that called? The stadium? So I'm not saying that he's become lesser as a reporter. He works hard. Dude's always out there on stories. Does a good job with it. He's just become a big baby, though. I don't know any other way to describe it. Anyways, we'll get the break. Griff, when we continue. Yeah, Griff. He's not a big baby. Some of you think he is, though. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Trying to finish a wreck out here on Briley Parkway. It's over in Two Rivers, Centennial Boulevard at Briley. That's two cars involved there. Still a lot of traffic flow. 65 coming up through Brentwood and Franklin. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg. It's happening September 24th through October 31st. Log on to Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. App, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays and exclusive always on promotions. They even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Such a range of betting options, player props, futures. You can find it at FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, bet on any game. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in you don't win in your first bet. Site credit, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. You win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in that site credit. If you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? What a great, great deal this is. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code GREGP. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code GREGP.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Life is already full of surprises, but your tuition shouldn't be one of them. While education costs rise in the U.S. every year, University of Phoenix is committed to protecting you from rising tuition costs with our tuition guarantee. We lock in your tuition so you can count on fixed, affordable tuition from the moment you enroll to the day you graduate from your program. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and what a weekend at Bristol Motor Speedway. Everybody talking about Kevin Harvick and Chase Elliott in the garage area arguing, but it was Kyle Larson with a checkered flag. Up next is Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We're doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/TheFinalLap every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. A cloudy start to our Tuesday morning. Highs today around 82. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms coming in. Lows around 60. For Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, lows 67. For Thursday, sunshine, highs near 70 degrees. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Mike Griffith with us, Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Dog Nation. Some are saying that Georgia is the most complete team in college football as we speak. Three games in now. Griff, agree or disagree?
Hey, Georgia fans.
Well, I don't know about the most complete team, but they're probably the best team. I mean, they've got areas they've got to grow. I mean, they could be exposed on the back end if they ran into a team that could pass protect long enough. But I don't know if there's a team out there that can pass protect long enough. So, they'd probably be the toughest team to beat right now, I'd say.
Is this their best defense?
Maybe. I mean, 2018 was pretty good. They had Bam on the ropes before that linebacker got hurt. The front, you see, the tricky part of this, Bill, is that the defensive front is probably the best defensive front I've seen in college football in quite some time. So it kind of makes up for some of the back-end issues that they have because they're not great on the back end. They have issues at cornerback. You know, South Carolina hit him for four plays that went for more than 35 yards. Now, Luke Doty is a pretty good quarterback. I was impressed with him. And South Carolina's got some guys on the perimeter that can fly. South Carolina's they're not horrible. They're not horrible. I'll be interested to see what happens with South Carolina and Kentucky on Saturday. But – So Georgia's somewhat susceptible at the corner. Their offensive line also is not settled yet. And, you know, JT has to get rid of the ball quickly. Their run game is not nearly as dominant as it's been. So they got a nice win over Clemson, although now we're wondering about Clemson a little bit. And they look dominant against UAB. Again, I'm not sure what you can take from that other than UAB had a bad day in the coaching office, giving up three plays that went for more than 60 yards. And then they beat South Carolina. Right now, I think they're the best team, but it's a long season, and they're going to evolve for the better, I think. And other teams will evolve too.
Griff, it doesn't seem like finding playmakers on the offense has been a problem today at all.
Well, yes and no. I mean, this isn't LSU playmakers, Joe Burrow. This isn't Alabama, Devontae Smith and Ruggs and Judy and Whit Waddle. It's not that. That's not what this is. They don't have those kind of playmakers like the championship team of LSU had with Chase and Jefferson and what Alabama had, and even what Trevor Lawrence had, right, with T. Higgins in 2019 and Justin Ross. They're not that. They're good. They may be good enough to win a championship because they are, you know, pretty good. Pretty good running backs, pretty good receivers. Offensive line, I mean, maybe a little less than pretty good, but you've got a great quarterback. And, you know, a great quarterback can fix a lot of things and get you in the right plays. Highly proficient quarterback. And then you've got that defensive front, right? You're not going to run on Georgia. You're not going to do it. You're not going to do it effectively when their starters are in. You can look at the numbers South Carolina had, you know, go back and realize that those numbers came at largely after the starters came out. So their front seven on defense is awful stout. Their safeties are good, but the corners are suspect.
Mike Griffith from the AJC's Dog Nation. Is there anything new with a tight end, Darnell Washington, or any of the receivers healthy enough to be back and playing?
Well, Kyrus Jackson came back, and, you know, he's kind of a, you know, serviceable, you know, veteran, solid. Again, not a dynamic guy, but a solid guy that's going to make the catches he's supposed to make. And he got back to receiver after just returning punts the first 2 weeks. Kirby said yesterday that Darnell Washington, he would be a transformational player when he comes back. You know, they had originally targeted Darnell and the safety, Tyke Smith, coming back for this Vanderbilt game. You know, and then Kirby said he's not ruling it out this week, but, you know, who knows if they'll be back for Vandy or not. Those are two big-time players, Darnell Washington, the tight end, and Tyke Smith, the star, right, the defensive back. So those guys are game changers. You know, Tyke would make the secondary better. And Darnell would certainly be another weapon in that offense. He is a championship caliber player at his position. So those are guys that are going to be back. You know, if you're Georgia, you hope they're back before that Arkansas home game at noon. That's the real, probably first real stiff test you get. And then you follow that up with a trip to Auburn, which is still somewhat of a mystery team. You know, they went up there and played Penn State tough, but, you know, what do we know about Penn State in the Big Ten so far, really?
We brought it up with you last week, but I want to do it again. This Brock Bowers, man, I mean, they're playing him, Griff, like he's a third-year veteran.
Yeah, he's impressive. You know, we knew he was a good recruit coming in. You know, I think we talked about him on the show last spring. You know, this is 6'3", 6'4", guy, 230, 235. You know, runs like a deer. You know, 4'5", guy, 40-inch vertical jump, great hands. You know, but the real key is that he's assignment sound, and he rarely comes off the field. And you just don't see freshmen that can perform at that level. But this kid's dialed in. He's from Northern California. You know, this is where Georgia's national recruiting, you know, comes in. And, you know, when you're top of the league, you can do that. You can recruit. You can pull from California, obviously. I mean, you know, you look at Georgia's got JT Daniels, Brock Bowers, and, you know, those are two really special guys. Kendall Milton. I mean, those are three championship-caliber players that Georgia's pulled out of the state of California because of their success in the SEC and because of how aggressively Kirby recruits. So, yeah, Brock is a game changer. There's no doubt he's been the most reliable and dynamic receiver to this point.
Griff, look ahead for Georgia. And, by the way, Bobby, let me pull this up. Bobby down there in Noonan, Georgia, tweeted us, and he said, "Guys, the Hogs will be a noon game in Athens. Kirby is 0-2 in noon SEC games between the hedges. Should I be worried?" he asks.
Yeah, I wrote about that last year when they went to Missouri, and I, you know, it was an early game. It was cold weather game, and I brought up those stats. You know, those losses. I think Ole Miss and Vanderbilt were the two losses, the two noon losses between the hedges. But I'm pretty sure those were back in 2016, Kirby's first year, if I'm not mistaken. So,
yes,
I don't think so. I think this team is so dialed in and so on edge. I mean, let me tell you, we had our first media availability yesterday inside the building where we were able to watch about 8 minutes of practice. It wasn't even practice. They were just running around, playing pitch and catch, warm-up drills kind of thing. That's what they call access these days. So we can't really tell the fans more, which is what we like to do, is try to tell the fans what's going on. But just really, really edgy in there. A lot of people walking around screaming and yelling. A lot of testosterone. It reminded me of, you know, basic training in the military. It's just a different environment. And, you know, it's just it's a lot of intensity in that building.
Mike Griffith with us, AJC's Dog Nation. I don't know if you had time to review the tape or look at the Alabama-Florida game. If you did, your takeaway there.
I mean, Florida played inspired, and the swamp is a factor. You got to give the Gators credit, you know, and you got to wonder a little bit about what happened to Alabama's offense after the first quarter. Bryce Young, a really talented guy, obviously, but, you know, the Gators may have put a blueprint out there as far as containing them. It made Alabama look more beatable. But again, Alabama's one of those teams that's going to get better as the year progresses. They've got a lot of inexperienced guys. I mean, they're replacing six first-round draft picks, and it takes time for those other guys to get comfortable with those game reps. But the fact that they were able to beat Florida, they took Florida's best punch. That's the best Florida's got right there. Now, Florida will tell you that this Anthony Richardson quarterback is the next coming of Cam Newton, which would be pretty remarkable because Cam Newton was an unbelievable dynamic one-man show. We remember how he came back against Alabama, and I want to say that was 2010, pretty much took over the second half, one of the more amazing comebacks I've ever seen in the SEC. And if Anthony Richardson really is as good as Cam Newton, then that could be a game-changer because, the Gators showed me that their defense had more teeth than I expected. The offense played inspired, and it was an exciting football game. You know, I was a little surprised at the two-point conversion call. Dan Mullen is reputed to be a very creative and great play caller, and that just seemed like he froze on that call. I don't know that I run that dive from the 3-yard line with the game on the line, but maybe Florida approaches it different. Maybe if they don't settle for the field goal early, they get a touchdown there, a couple coaching decisions, and maybe they pull the upset. But they didn't, but they played well, and I think for a lot of Florida fans, it was a moral victory.
You are from the Big Ten country. You've covered it many times. What's wrong with Ohio State?
I mean, they lost Justin Fields. I mean, they're replacing the quarterback. And, sometimes when you lose a dynamic player like that, it can take a while. It can take effect. They lost Trey Sermon, too. In fact, I think Ohio State was tied with Alabama with 10 guys picked in the draft last year. So they lost a lot of leadership, a lot of talent. And, you don't just show up and play well. I mean, those Buckeyes on the helmet don't make you a winner. I mean, it's the work you put in. It's the leadership. It's the commitment. It's the coaching. It's the recruiting. We're a few years into Ryan Day now. We're starting to see more of his players involved. And, I think there's questions. I dropped him out of my top 16. I do a Super 16. I said, you know what? I'm not putting him in there. I'm not going to do it. Just because it says Ohio State on the uniform, their play doesn't justify it right now, right? I mean, they had to come from behind against Minnesota, and then they lost at home to Oregon, and then they were behind a bad Tulsa team. And it's just like, you know what? I don't see it. And when they're good enough, I'll certainly, jack them back up there and put them in. But right now, that didn't, there's a couple other teams too, right? Clemson is suspect. I mean, you wonder, gosh, they needed a goal line stand to, against Georgia Tech. I mean, what in the world? That's their ACC opener. Did Georgia break them? In that first game, something, is everybody caught up to Clemson? Did Georgia, put the book out on how you defend that Clemson offense? You wonder. Oklahoma, they've sputtered. They struggled against that Tulane team that Ole Miss absolutely, housed. Now, I give Clemson the benefit of the doubt and keep them in that top 10 because they have an incredible defense. And I give Oklahoma more equity than I do Ohio State because they return the quarterback, Spencer Rattler. But still, if those programs suffer, I'm not somebody that's just going to, keep a team super high, just because of the name on the jersey. I need to see how they're playing. And I dropped both of those teams, Clemson and Oklahoma. Even though they won, I moved them down to the polls and, dropped Oklahoma and Ohio State out. I put other teams in. Right? If you win, you get in. The idea that the same teams have to be at the top to me is stale and outdated.
What about Michigan? Are you a believer yet?
They're on the verge. I got Michigan State in because they went on the road and beat Miami. So that's a quality win to me. They also went on the road and beat Northwestern after everybody at ESPN keeps telling us what. You know, it's amazing. You know, the way they cherry pick who the great coaches are, it's really just that they're friends or something. Because, like, oh, it's Pat Fitzgerald at Northwestern. He's just the greatest coach ever. Yeah, until he's not. I mean, the guy can have a lousy year and everybody just pretends like it's the same thing happened with David Cutcliffe. Oh, he's a great coach. And then you look and you see Duke losing, and so you're like, wait a minute. Where's that? Where's the great coach? You know, sometimes guys have such wonderful personalities, like Cutcliffe, like Pat Fitzgerald, that they get the benefit of the doubt. And the only time you read about them is when they're winning. And when they're losing, everybody just pretends like they don't see it. You could say, well, that's because they're at Duke, or that's because they're at Northwestern. Yeah, well, I've seen Northwestern go to the Rose Bowl, and I've seen Duke win the ACC with Steve Spurrier, you know, just like Stanford. So, you know, I don't want to hear that those schools can't win, because they have. But do they hold their coaches to the same standard of needing to be an annual contender at those kind of academic schools? No. They're a little bit more patient, and that's fine. I'm not criticizing schools for keeping them employed, but I do think it's funny how some people in the media cherry-pick their moments to tell us who the genius coaches are and then look the other way when they have bad games or bad seasons.
Griff, I got this far in the interview. We're about to have to close it down, but you're coming to Vanderbilt. Have you ever been more excited? You're not?
I'm not coming to Vanderbilt.
Oh, no. What happened?
Vanderbilt's we've got another team member that I think should be there, and I told them, you know, with no access to the players after the game, I don't need to be there. I get the same access, you know, on the Zoom call afterward. You know, I went to Clemson and Charlotte. You know, that was a happening. And I went to the Georgia home opener. You know, that was a happening. But no, that Vanderbilt's not that trip, you know, for me, it's a business trip. And, you know, the downtown is so crowded right now and expensive that I usually just stay in Murfreesboro anyway and just drive in for the game. I'm not a lot of fun. I'm just going to tell you, I'm not a lot of fun, Bill. You know, I'm there for the Fairfield Inn, you know, breakfast the next morning, and I'm driving in from, you know, Murfreesboro and driving out after the game. I'm not in it for the downtown and the nightlife. There's too much work for me on the weekend, and you know, those sort of things are reserved for vacations and days off. The days of trying to pack something like that into a business trip in my profession, there's no time for that. There's just not. There's too much writing to do, so I'm not making that trip to Vanderbilt. And Vanderbilt is only allowing every outside media institution one credential at this point. So I understand that. I'm sure there's, you know, I'm thinking there's probably some distancing going on in the press box. I know I sent in a vaccination card before the season, you know, before I made the call not to go up there. But, yeah, no, I'm perfectly fine. You know, until the players are available after the game, there's no reason for me to go.
Griff, we'll see you next week, sir.
Appreciate it, Bill.
Dang, I was hoping he'd come into town and then start commenting on the facilities at Vanderbilt. I don't care about his reporting on the Georgia-Vanderbilt game. I can figure that out myself. I want some hard-hitting facilities commentary from Griff. All right, we got through that, y'all. We're good. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're looking at this crash here with injuries. 40 eastbound at the West Loop. It's got traffic really slow go over here on this side of town. That's 40 eastbound at the West Loop. Not too far from Jefferson Street. Centennial Boulevard at Briley Parkway should be cleared hopefully in a few minutes. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, honey, got the 70-inch flat screen mounted. Come take a look.
Why are the instructions still wrapped in plastic?
Instructions are just another man's suggestions.
You sure about that?
Need another chance? Get one with Powerball with Double Play. Add Double Play for just a dollar and give your numbers a second chance to win up to $10 million with drawings every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Powerball with Double Play and the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
We recently talked to a world-renowned gemologist. The optic character of this ruby is brilliant. And the refractive index on this sapphire is simply superb. And judging by the writing on the top of this diamond, I'd say that it could be worth up to $500,000. I'll give it a scratch just to make sure.
Woo! We've got ourselves a real gem here.
Take it from the experts. The new September Instant Games are truly brilliant. See for yourself. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org, number 3030.
The George Blaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Blaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Blaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on the afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Blaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Let me unpack this. Georgia might be the most complete team. Now, this is from Griff. Okay. Might very well be the most complete team. They've got problems. They're not real special at corner. Offensive line can be a little shaky. So he pointed that out. Didn't put Ohio State in his Super 16. No. You've got Buckeyes in your helmet. That doesn't qualify you to be in my Super 16. Get out. You're not in there. Also, Kerry Combs' problems are clearly Justin Fields and Trey Sermon not being there. Because one was a really good safety and the other one was a really good cornerback. And they got all the way to the Alabama game with those guys, remember? What else? Oh, he's not coming to Vanderbilt. And even if he did, he wouldn't stay here. He'd stay in the borough. He'd stay over there by Jeff in the borough and car himself in game day. Since they don't allow direct access after the game, he's going to stay back. On that part, I don't blame him. No, I don't blame him. And he said you're only getting one credential per media outlet and whoever it is, they're going to send somebody else. Griff's going to stay back and monitor. I don't blame him on that part. No, I don't blame him on that part. Couple things here. The smoke doctor up in Ohio. Bill, I agree with Griff. Ohio State is barely a top 20 team right now. Excuses won't satisfy the fans. Need to see results. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, don't give me that shite. I can say shite. that we lost Fields and Trey Sermon. That doesn't mean a darn thing. How the hell did losing them make the defense look like they look? That was some weak A double dollar sign analysis. Has Griff even seen an Ohio State game? Well, he's from, Griff went to Michigan State. Griff's a state of Michigan guy. He's lived down here for many, many, many years in the South. Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia. Just saying. Jason points out, now this is a tweet from Pick Six Previews. Tomorrow marks 30 years, and I guess he meant, this was from yesterday, so he meant today, since the last time Florida played a non-conference road game outside of the state of Florida, 1991 Syracuse. If I'm not mistaken, I watched that game from a bar in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We were down there. Speaking of that, I believe that was the same day that Vanderbilt and LSU played, DiNardo. And that was not a very good LSU team. Matter of fact, Vanderbilt should have won that game. Corey Harris was scoring at the end of the game to win it and dropped the ball on the one-inch line. You'll say, Bill, that's pretty typical Vanderbilt. True, but... And Tiger Stadium that night was not real raucous. Again, that was not a very good team. Not at all. And Syracuse beat Florida that day, right? I believe so. Early Steve Spurrier. 614 Rob, good grief. Griff driving the Georgia bandwagon. Every Georgia player is championship caliber. Georgia practices are intense. California players can't wait to get to Georgia. Hell, Bill, hand the trophy to Georgia and let Griff present it. It is amazing. One of the many things I love about Griff, and I'm not kidding, I love about Griff, is he gets different reactions from so many different people. Griff hits people in all kinds of different ways. I did not take from that conversation, just me personally, that he was becoming the PR representative for the University of Georgia. He actually pointed out areas repeatedly where he thought that they were susceptible. He also pointed out that he didn't think their skill players, who are all playing very well, don't look like Alabama and what they had, or Clemson and what they had, etc. So I didn't think he was being the cheerleader as much as some of the folks in the audience do. No, I'm not looking for consensus. I'm just telling you it's interesting how Griff and his words and his presentation on the show comes off to people differently. That's all I'm saying. I didn't look at it like that. Georgia's a good-looking football team. It doesn't mean they won't lose somewhere down the road. We don't know yet. I mean, we haven't gotten to it yet. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, state-run Griff in the borough, Bill. Hates fun, Nashville. Remember, he did say, I'm no fun on these trips. Hates fun, Nashville. Hospitals in Jacksonville. Loves Butch Jones. Vaccine passports and the Fairfield Inn breakfast bar. He did mention that. He got a little plug in. You think he gets a free breakfast? Is that free anyways? I was going to say, you think he gets a free breakfast for that, but I think it's free anyways. Jason is in Hawkeye, Jason. I thought the only reason we get weekly calls from Griff was in anticipation of his biannual in-person report of Vanderbilt and their stadium. If we want Georgia football reports, we've got Round Man Grant and all the others who can do that. Yeah, I thought I was setting him up for one of those Vanderbilt rants to where he talks about how they don't care, they don't support anything. That's what I was looking for. I didn't get it. I got a reply that says I'm staying in the borough next time I go there. Omni Nashville Hotel's where you ought to be. We'll be right back.
morning. We're looking at this crash here with injuries. 40 eastbound at the West Loop. It's got traffic really slow go over here on this side of town. That's 40 eastbound at the West Loop. Not too far from Jefferson Street. Centennial Boulevard at Briley Parkway should be cleared hopefully in a few minutes. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. A cloudy start to our Tuesday morning. Highs today around 82. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms coming in. Lows around 60. For Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, lows 67. For Thursday, sunshine, highs near 70 degrees. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky. Sports Radio
King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
Little message here about FanDuel. Big week 3 NFL Monday night matchup between Philadelphia and Dallas, and FanDuel is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the NFL week by winning $150 on a $5 bet. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you get paid in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Just sign up. Use that promo code BKING this week before Dallas takes on Philadelphia. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember, use that promo code BKING so they know I sent you exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Got to be at least 21 and present in Tennessee. New users only, $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus is $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems, call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. Looking at the markets, S&P, got to remember, down as much as 150 a day ago. This morning up in the 30s. Very happy, very, very green. Jim in Jupiter on Twitter. Bill, has Griff ever covered a program when they won a natty? He says, I think he was there for Stallings in 92. He was. I think he also was there for Tennessee in 98. Think so. Gary Joe Collins up in Tim Couch Country. Bill, what Griff and we getting on Tuesday, October 19th, after Stoops goes to Athens and puts one on the Dogs en route to Atlanta. You know it could happen. Griff on, yes. Tuesday, October 19th. Griff will be with us. If that happens, Griff will be accounted for. Bama Mark says, Bill, the part of the call with Griff that I thought was off the wall besides not staying in Nashville but staying at the Fairfield Inn and having a continental breakfast in the morning, but he's got too much writing to do. And the press box might be spread out in seating. He did mention that. I haven't been to the Vanderbilt press box in quite some time. So I don't know what they're doing. I know the layout of it. I've been in there a million times, but I don't know what their rules are and all that. I know. I'll just give an example. The kickoff of the Stanford game. Stanford came into town and they played Vanderbilt. It was a Saturday night game, this past Saturday night. And there were huge sections of the stadium. It looked like a high school crowd. If two high schools played at Vanderbilt, which they did the other night, that's what the crowd looked like at the Vanderbilt-Stanford game. It's that bad. It's that bleak when it comes to support. Tell you what, I've got about a minute or two. Aliquippa Bob, welcome in, sir. Appreciate you calling.
Hey, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, morning.
I usually agree with Griff, but one thing he said that kind of got me out of my chair was, he says, well, what do we know about the Big Ten? Hey, Griff, I don't know what football you're watching this year, but, you know, like Iowa beat Iowa State, who was ranked eighth. Ohio State played Oregon, and they lost at home. And Penn State beat Auburn. And, I mean, Auburn has a real good SEC defense. And like I said yesterday, Auburn, that's a disservice ranking them 23rd in the country. I'm sorry. That's a top 15 team the way Harsin has those kids playing. So, you know, Griff, excuse me, I realize Georgia beat Clemson. But, you know, Clemson's having trouble scoring. And they don't look to be themselves. And Griff, you guys couldn't even score a touchdown against them. So I realize that Georgia, I think Georgia's head and shoulders better than everyone in the country right now, the way they're playing. I think Alabama has the potential to be better than they are. I think talent-wise, those two are probably the top two talented teams in the country. But I really think, Bill, Penn State and Iowa could go down there and play everybody except and beat them except maybe Georgia and Alabama.
And you know what, Griff? You know what I'd like to see style-wise? I'd like to see Iowa and Arkansas play, just for the pure manhood of the game.
Wouldn't that be a fun game to watch, Bill?
Oh.
I would love that. You know, and I'd love to see Penn State go down and play Georgia or Florida, or you guys come up here, you know. And, Griff, if you think it's an easy out in Wisconsin, go head up there when they haven't had football for a couple of years. I mean, that's a tough out to play there. And I mean – so I got to disagree with him there, Bill. I mean, I'm not saying the Big Ten's as good as the SEC. I think if you take Alabama and Georgia out of the mix, your top two teams, okay, yeah, I think then you might be on a par with them. But I think that the Big Ten is not nearly as bad as what he's making us out to be. So that's just my two cents, you know.
Appreciate it, Bob. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Here's another question. If we invited Griff to commitments and he agreed to come, does that mean he would stay at the Fairfield Inn in the borough and not at the Omni? Can we also extract that out of the conversation? Free continental breakfast. I'm serving you folks a free breakfast at Commitments. And it's better than that garbage at the Fairfield Inn, whatever that is they serve you. Powdered eggs or whatever that is. At Patton underscore Cook. Yeah, markets are genuinely happy. S&P's up about 20 right now. It was up higher than that just a few minutes ago. So travel carefully in this marketplace, and you should be okay. Lige Bob.
WPDQ. Thanks, bro.